everybody, and welcome back to Learn English with Teachify.
Hello.
Mickey, hello. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Not bad, not bad. For those of you who might be realizing and noticing, we're wearing exactly the same things as a week ago. And I swear we do wash our clothes. What happened is we're trying to get ahead with our tasks and work. We're trying to make progress. So we are just recording another podcast right after the first one. We're doing them back to back. Two podcasts in a row. And Will, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Lewis. How are you? You know what? Right back at you. How are you, Lewis? Well, no one ever asks.
I'm actually a little bit peckish. I'm quite hungry because it's midday at the moment. And today in this podcast, we're going to be speaking all about eating out and restaurants, bars, hotels, and hospitality. So I'm pretty hungry. And I think after this podcast, I'm going to whip up some pasta.
Oh, no. You love those. What are those, Will?
Oh, sorry, these. Oh, whoa, sorry. So these are from Mercadona. So if they want to sponsor us and send free salami things, I don't know what they're called, but they're very nice. When you said you were peckish, I was peckish, a little bit hungry. I was peckish before, and I had some of these salami things.
It's like a nice little snack.
Yeah, it was perfect. Really great, yeah.
And nice. All right, first question. Mickey, when was the last time you ate out?
The last time I ate out? Actually, I've been doing... Well, it depends. Is it good? Is it bad? This January, I haven't actually been eating out that much. Maybe like once or twice a week. I've been cooking a bit more at home. Mm-hmm. The last time I ate out would have been last weekend. I went to an Argentinian steak house, which was amazing here where I am in Malaga.
God, that sounds good. Eh? Yeah.
To be honest with you, like if I go out for something to eat, I like to try different places, but this is a particular one that I've been to quite a few times because the steak's good, the prices are good, the wine is good, and the atmosphere is good. And it's a nice place to go.
The full package, it has everything. And if it's good value for money, then of course you're going to keep going back again and again.
Yeah.
Will, what about you? When was the last time you ate out? Where did you go and what did you eat?
Oh, wow. Honestly, kind of similar to Mickey. I think in January, I don't know. Oh yeah, I know. It was the La Vaca Argentina in Madrid. If they want to sponsor us, then also I will be happy to accept, which is an Argentinian steakhouse similar to Mickey. And it's amazing. You have fantastic steak. The wine is good. They give you a free glass of cava as you start. It was very nice, actually. It was an enjoyable meal.
I haven't been there yet. I want to try that one. I've seen it online, and you've mentioned it a few times. It looks good.
Yeah, I'm honestly now thinking about it, I don't even know if that was this year or if that was last year. Well, I don't know. Anyway, if that was the last time I went out, because like Mickey, I've been cooking this month just to surprise people. Well, I don't know who's surprised. No one knows me. Anyway, Lewis. Lewis, when was the last time you ate out?
Well, actually, I ate out 2 days ago because I went to a curry house, an Indian restaurant here in Brussels. Because I've been looking for a good one for a long time and I haven't been able to find one because I'm used to good, spicy, kind of northern Indian Pakistani curries, which are really good where I'm from, Bradford, Leeds, in the UK in general. One of my friends was recommending a place which is only vegetarian. So I know it's authentic, traditional, but I did miss a little bit of lamb or chicken. But we went with a couple of friends. They are vegetarians
at the moment.
For them, I know.
I say that at the moment because a lot of my vegetarian friends, they're all turning back to the meat.
Oh, really?
I'm saying it. I'm putting it out there. There's a movement, people.
Wow. They're pretty extreme vegetarians as well. But we had some curry. The curry was delicious. We got lots of different ones with some naan bread, lots of sides. I had an Indian beer at the same time, a cobra.
Oh, I like the cobras.
So, yeah, cobra. It was a good evening out, but last weekend, I went to Bilbao. I went to Bilbao for a weekend and it was absolutely amazing. It exceeded all of my expectations because it was nice and sunny. It was beautiful. We were only there for like 48 hours, but the aim of the trip was just to eat and drink as much as possible. So we did that and everywhere we went, we'd stop, we'd get a few pinchos, we'd order a few tapas. We'd get chacolí, which is the typical Basque white wine. And we had lots of runny Spanish omelette. It was amazing. And as I was flying back, I was a bit sad to be returning to Brussels. And it was a beautiful day. The mountains around Bilbao are really nice. There's a river in the middle. I kind of fell in love with the city. Not going to lie.
Sorry, I just wanted, would you say that the food in Bilbao is better than the food in, let's say, Seville?
Let's say, for example, randomly, right?
Yeah, just, you know.
It's hard to tell. I'd say the eating experience was better. And the main reason for that is the fact that I could go into so many little bars and in Seville, it's quite common to try to go into a bar and it's absolutely packed. You can't sit down or even have a space next to the bar. Whereas in Bilbao, it felt a little bit, not empty, but very calm. And you didn't have big crowds and groups of people. And in each bar, even for like $2.50, really, really cheap, you could get high quality pinchos. And I had a variety of everything. So I'm not going to say that the food was better, but I think the overall dining experience was better, at least from my one weekend.
I've never been to Bilbao. Like, you know, with the pinchos, like, did they always come on bread or did you get pinchos without bread?
They pretty much always come on bread. There are a few exceptions because you have the pinchos which come right next to the bar where you can always see what they look like and then you can get them heated up possibly. And then you have other ones which are kind of off the menu, mm-hmm. and then they are pinchos calientes or a la carte. And in this case, they weren't just the traditional image of pinchos, but I had like a mini steak pincho, which just came with a little bread on the side. I had some kind of shellfish pinchos as well. Like, there was literally everything, and it's making me sad thinking about it because this weekend I'm not going to Bilbao.
Yeah, and emotional, Lewis. Let's change topic, stay on topic, but change question. Dining experience or eating out experiences, what makes it a good experience in your opinion? Will, tell me, talk to us. Tell the audience, when you walk into a restaurant, what is it that makes you say, yes, I'm going to have a good time here?
Free kava always helps.
Sorry?
Free kava always helps.
Free kava. Honestly, I value that, okay? I put a lot of value in the free glass of kava that they give us at the beginning. No, I've been thinking about it recently. Honestly, for me, I don't like busy places. So it has to have a nice, relaxed atmosphere, ambiance, as they say. So long as you go into it and you go into the restaurants and there's not a lot of noise or stress in the air, for me, this is number one. And then after that, so long as the waiters or waitresses are polite and friendly, then, you know, I like that. But I'm not, honestly, not too picky when it comes to restaurants, believe it or not. Yeah, that's what's important for me. Mickey, you?
For me, what always attracts me to places is music. I like good background music. Even when I work in cafeterias and stuff, but I usually go back to the ones where I like the playlist of music that they're playing. And usually, if the bar owner or whoever's working there has put on a specific playlist, If it's a taste that I like, genuinely, the actual area itself is quite nice. So yeah, music's quite important for me. Background music, not too loud, but just
This
something.
reminds me, by the way, of when Mickey was in Madrid. He was exploring Madrid and finding places. And I'd speak to him and he'd say, "Oh, Will, is that the fantastic restaurant?" I'd be like, "Oh, yeah." He's like, "Yeah, they got a great DJ."
Terrible.
"What?" He was like, "Yeah, the DJ is amazing." I was
Food's
like,
terrible, but the music is great.
I was like, "Is it a restaurant?" He's like, "Yeah, I think there's food, and but the DJ is
No.
pretty good." I was like, "Okay, well, I
I was just,
will."
you know, it was a surprise. It was like a food place, but then I was like a cafe, coffee place, it turned into a food place, and then it kind of a DJ came out with like decks and was music playing, like, and you could request songs, and then food was coming. It's kind of a mix between like a bar restaurant in the
Are you
middle.
thinking about the place where we've been for the last 2 years for the Teachify end of year party? That real does
Yeah.
happen.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the one. I'm also a creature of habit, if you haven't
Exactly.
noticed.
Hey, and if the restaurant want to sponsor us, that's great. Okay, so let's try and
Will,
get
you are you want the sponsors now. We don't
some.
even have 300 followers yet.
I mean, that could be a potential, however many followers we have going to the restaurant every week. So, that's
That's
yeah.
true.
One of our clients, they specialize in bookings and stuff like that. So I'm curious, you two, when you're planning on going out and eating out, do you normally book before you go? And if so, do you book online or do you ring up to reserve a table? Because in my case, I usually just turn up, I go there, and I see what the plan is, unless it's a very, very exclusive restaurant where they tell you weeks in advance that you must on book online. So, Will, what do you tend to do?
I always book online, and if they do not have the book via the website or book via Google, and I have to phone, I will not book with that restaurant, because it's kind of as a punishment for not having that service available. I automatically go to the next one. Yeah, all right. disagree. But what we I. The problem I have is we often go to the center of Madrid and we go to the city center thinking, "Ah, oh, let's go for a walk, let's do something, but let's go home and eat at home." And then when we're out, we're suddenly like, "Let's eat out." And then we find ourselves in the center of Madrid, no reservations on a Saturday night, and sometimes it can be quite difficult. And so in general, I try to book ahead. Is
Yeah, I
it
think I'm the same. I think it depends really on the if it's an exclusive place or somewhere that you know you have to book prior, then I will book, and usually it will be booked online. And I am one of those people that if plans change, I do actually cancel the booking and not just leave it on the system and they expect someone to turn up. So I'm actually quite strict with myself on that, just because if it were me, I would be pretty pissed off if the clients didn't turn up when they booked. So I stick by that. But I think it depends where you are, because like you say, Lewis, if you're in Seville, for example, you don't really have to book most of the time. You can turn up, but you do run the risk of being a lot of people, maybe a little bit cramped. But that's also part of the dining experience, especially in Seville, is, you know, the atmosphere, people in there, everyone's shouting, blah, 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 blah. Depends what type of food you're looking for, I think.
And Mickey, you were telling us about your previous work experience last time working at Sainsbury's, an English supermarket. A lot of people, when they're young in the UK, when they're at uni or something like this, people get a job working as a waiter or a waitress. So, have either of you two worked as a waiter? A waiter, I was about to say waitress, but no, a waiter or a barman before, because I have never done it and I'm pretty clumsy, so I don't think I'd be very good at it.
I actually have. I worked as a barman in Cadiz, in an Irish pub actually, which is where I learned most of my Spanish. Yeah, I was just a barman. There wasn't any food. It was just pure drinking pub and sports pub, and it was pretty good. It was good fun. I enjoyed it. It was always a good atmosphere, good mix of local people with tourists, with Erasmus students, and it used to get pretty busy. And also the bar staff were also encouraged to drink as well, so everyone ended up pretty drunk whilst working. Yeah, it was a great time. I was young, obviously. I was like 21, I think, at the time. Was that young? That's not that young, actually.
Yeah, I thought you
21.
were about to say I was 13 and we were encouraged to drink.
Yeah, but I loved it. It was a great experience. I wouldn't want to do it full time unless it was like a premium restaurant. But when it's just a money, a job just to get some earnings to kind of get you by and your first kind of working experience, I think it's a good one to have because it also teaches you how to manage people, social skills, communication skills, which you have to learn on the job, which I think is quite nice.
Will, yourself?
Yeah, I actually worked in bars and not restaurants, but pubs that serve food or a bars that serve food from when I was 18 until I was 24, until I came to Spain. I was bar manager when before I came here, actually. That was my job. And I loved it. Honestly, it was great. The serving food at the beginning was very, very difficult for me because I didn't even think about learning the menu. And it's something very strange, but I don't know if you noticed, but in England, waiters write down everything. In Spain, they just remember it. You notice that? And when I was in England, I used to write it down. And so, for example, if they say, hamburger with cheese, or a cheeseburger with fries, etc. I would literally write down the whole sentence of cheeseburger with fries. So I would take forever to get, and then they would say, "Oh, can I have the pork?" And I'd be like, "Yeah, what is the name of that on the menu?" And have to look down. And so my first month, I was terrible, and I'm sure that they were going to fire me. But and then they trained me after a month. They trained me, and then from that moment on, I loved it. And yeah, it's definitely a skill that I think most people should do. It's one of those things that if I saw it on a CV, I think, people skills, being attentive, dealing with maybe difficult situations if there's drunk or arguing or something. So,
Multitasking.
yeah, multitasking, looking for things to do, keeping busy. So I think it's a good skill. I loved it. Did you ever do it, Lewis?
No, as I said, I've never done it.
Hey.
I
Surprise.
no, not at all, really.
Wow.
I never really wanted to, but one thing that I do notice in Spain, in particular, when I think about places like Bilbao, like Seville, like Granada, and you go to an old-fashioned bar and you order at the bar, it's crazy how good most waiters and waitresses are. Being able to like listen whilst they're also doing something else, and then as you said, they don't write anything down, and they will like sing it to you, and they will repeat exactly what you said. And I'm like, how do they remember? Like, I don't remember what I was going to order. So how is he going to tell the chef and then make it? And they very, very rarely make mistakes. So it's a proper skill and a profession to be respected. The more touristy the country is, I would say.
Yeah, I think it's quite impressive. I was talking to my friend about this the other day because, as you know, I was in Indonesia recently, and I was comparing it to Spain in terms of how they serve in restaurants, and it's terrible. Like it's probably one of the worst places I've been to, and it's not a language thing, it's more of a cultural thing. They just don't really understand how the service thing kind of industry works. But even like they would repeat your order to you, but it would be one order, so you could go there and you'd be like, "Oh, can I have a coconut?" And then they would say to you, "You're just ordering one thing," and they would ask you directly, "Okay, so just to repeat your order, one coconut?" And you're like, "Yes." But every time, like it's quite yeah, and it's very slow. Like, yes, it's a different ball game over
Different ball game. It's completely different. They play in different leagues. So
Yeah.
yeah, a respect to Spanish waiters and waitresses because honestly, you're killing it.
Yeah, it's very good.
Yeah, doing very well.
So go on.
Sorry, I was going to ask you a question, Lewis. Is that all right?
It's up to you. I don't know. I might panic and maybe I'll start getting
No,
emotional.
I think I was going to say, first of all, one of the questions I don't understand. But apart from that, have you ever had, now you've, the question is exceptional experience in a restaurant. Have you ever had an exceptionally bad experience in a restaurant?
Exceptionally bad, I'm not sure. I've
Okay,
had
let's say.
bad experiences, but it's never been absolutely terrible. And it usually boils down to the same thing, which is that for some reason, when I'll sit down and I'm about to order, in certain restaurants, they might take ages to go over to you and take your order. And I'm not a very patient person. So when this happens, I start to get a little bit angry and I start to get fed up and I start considering leaving before ordering if it takes more than like 10 minutes for them to come over and say hello and ask what we want to, even to drink. So that's one thing that can happen if you choose the wrong places. But usually if it starts like that, it's already a bad sign that everything else is going to take a long time to come out. So this is what really gets on my nerves when you have very slow service and you have to wait a long time between starters and main or one dish and another, which doesn't generally happen. But when it happens, it pisses me off. And I think, really? It's taking 3 hours and all I want is three different dishes? Seriously? So this is something that I don't tolerate. I don't put up with it. But other than that, I've never had like a traumatic experience eating out. Touch wood. Let's hope it doesn't happen.
Yeah, I haven't eaten. I've had experiences similar to yours, Lewis. But I feel like when I would go to a restaurant, I kind of try to not analyze it. But like, you know, sometimes it's packed, it's busy, it's ramo. Like, so you have to be kind of patient. You have to know that it might take a while, but it's also quite nice if one of the staff members maybe says to you, look, we're really busy at the moment, we'll come. Like if they inform you, so they manage your expectations when you walk in, it's fine. But when they don't and they've clearly seen you and they ignore you, then it's a problem. Like so I think it all depends on how it's managed.
For sure.
I agree. I cannot stand when I have to wait to order, as you say, Mickey, no one's said anything to you, so I leave quite often. In fact, a couple of weeks ago, I did this thinking about it. I got up and left and then they said, "Oh, we're just coming." I'm like, no, I'm done. Don't worry. But the worst is when you have to pay, and then you have to wait to pay. Have you noticed this? You order the bill, or you're trying to order the bill, and they just don't come over. And this,
or they come just with the receipt, but not with the card machine, and then get the card machine, and then come back again.
Yeah, it's the worst. No, so I always know now to when you make your last order of drink or your last order, and say bring the bill and the card machine, because if not, I will go crazy. But no, nothing exceptionally bad. No.
Good. Well, let's hope it doesn't happen to any of us and we get good service for the next year, decade, century. But anyway, going back to some phrasal verbs, at the beginning of the podcast, I said that after this podcast, I'm going to whip up some pasta. And to whip up is to cook or prepare quickly. And if you are whipping, it's what you do with cream, for example, if you want to make whipped cream. So to whip up is to cook or prepare quickly. I'm going to whip up some pasta after this Zoom call.
Nice. I'm going to chuck one out there, which I think, Lewis, you've used multiple times through these videos and podcasts, because it's something that you love to do.
It's
always good just to reinforce that new vocabulary. And this one is to pig out. That's right. Exactly the same as what a pig does. They pig out, which means to eat a lot of food, usually all in one sitting as well. So to pig out.
Nice. Yeah, this is a good one. And you're right. You do use it a lot, Lewis. I know.
Yeah, constantly.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to use one kind of the opposite, which is it's three words. Okay. It's to cut back on something, and it means to reduce the amount you do, or the reduce the amount you eat. So for example, this month I have decided to cut back on carbohydrates, for example. This is not true, this is hypothetical. It would mean to reduce the number of carbohydrates, and the same as you can use it with an action, for example, to cut back on eating out. Okay, so if you want to use it with a verb, make sure it's in the gerund after the preposition. But to cut back on eating out, which is something I think we're all doing. Well, me and Mickey, at least, not Lewis.
I'll be doing it soon, that's for sure.
All right.
Anyway, so thank you so much for watching or listening to this podcast of Learn English with Teachify. Don't forget to subscribe to watch more videos, upcoming videos, like the video, and recommend the podcast to a friend. So on that note, go Teachify your life.
Bye. Cheers, guys.
Bye.